In the name of God, the Holy and Undivided Trinity. There is a quality about this season that prompts the heart to express itself. And for me, the chief expression of the heart is praise. Praise means to heartily express a high opinion or admiration of someone or something. For people of God, the praise of God has always been the foremost thing. God is worthy to be praised and should be praised above all else. The Hebrew word hallelujah literally means praise Yahweh. Its variations appear more than 150 times in the Hebrew scriptures and are echoed in the New Testament. Those ancient people knew then what people of faith know today. Praise is a wonderful thing. As we stand here in this Advent, there are signs of wonder and glory all around us. We can identify with Mary and Elizabeth. They too were living in a world that knew suffering and injustice. They too had lived their lives in the belief that God would send the Anointed One to bring healing and redemption. Now they had received signs, unmistakable, incredible signs, that the Anointed One was on his way. And they were to be instruments of his coming. The child Mary would bear would be the Messiah. And Elizabeth's son, who would be called John, would go before the Messiah and announce his coming. How awesome it must have been for them both. Two women of low esteem, low estate, ordinary, plain women, were chosen by God to be important in the plan to bring about salvation. How could they do anything else but sing praises? Praise truly is a wonderful thing. Praise is a wonderful thing because in order to give God praise, I must first be released from my own needs. Getting our needs met is one thing in which this generation has excelled. And to be fair, there has to be a certain amount of concern in relationships for the meeting of each other's needs. However, it is easy for the issue of getting needs met to overshadow the impulse to meet the needs of the other. And when that happens, it is difficult for a relationship to survive or for a person to be healthy. Some people I have met have so sublimated their own needs in a relationship that they have to be described as self-destructive. One of the greatest experiences of freedom is to be so focused on that which is other than me that my own needs are no longer significant. For there to be something so incredibly good and wonderful that I am set free from my preoccupation with my own needs is rare. To find that before which I can lay my burdens down and no longer be encumbered by them is perhaps the greatest feeling of liberation there is. When I stand before the God who created me, who redeems me, who sustains me, not because of my merits or my needs, but simply because it is the highest concern of God's heart, I am beloved, I am set free. Praise is born of that kind of freedom. And interestingly enough, even at those moments when my needs are my foremost thought, I will begin to praise God, and if I do, I discover that my chains are once again broken. The event in which Mary and Elizabeth would play a role was one of cosmic and political significance. In their belief and in their moment of praise, their needs held no power over them. Praise is a wonderful thing because in order to give God praise, I must first be so captivated by the divine glory that I'm compelled to respond. Praise isn't praise if it isn't expressed. Praise is in the voice that bursts forth in song or in acclamation in response to something incredibly good and praiseworthy. It is an almost spontaneous response. Occasionally, we experience the glory of another person or of some natural phenomenon, and when we do, we find ourselves almost transported into another realm of reality for a while. I remember a cold December day when I was out waiting for Gay to pick me up at my church, and I heard a strange sound coming from around the corner in the church's courtyard. And upon investigation, I discovered that the strange sound was being made by robins, hundreds of robins, which had flown in with the cold front and had stopped for an interval in their migration. The ground was literally black with birds, and the leafless trees above were filled with their chirping. For some period of time, seconds, minutes, hours, who knows, I completely lost track. I was totally lost in the wonder and glory of that experience. I had no thought for myself. I only wanted to express delight in that rare moment when time stood still and words of praise found their way from my heart to my lips. Martin Luther believed three miracles occurred in the Christmas event. God became a human, a virgin conceived, and Mary believed. Now, Luther considered the greatest miracle to be Mary's belief. And perhaps it was the greatest miracle. But if we can learn anything from Mary's belief and Mary's song, it is that when we are in the presence of the glory of God, praise is the unavoidable response. Praise is a wonderful thing because praise is not required to improve God. While God desires our praises and delights in our praises, God is not improved by our praises. Rather, we are improved. I have a theory I'll share with you this morning. I believe it is necessary for praise to be a part of our lives, to be a necessary element in any life that is mentally and physically healthy. Maybe it's not the only thing, but people who can't or won't express praise for God or anything else are usually not well people. As we learn to discipline ourselves to daily find occasions to praise God, we discover that our relationship with God grows stronger. And that adds to our lives in untold ways. And we become healthier and happier. People around us notice the difference. And praise is a wonderful thing because praise does not claim any of God's glory. Rather, the satisfaction is in the acknowledgement that the glory does not belong to us. Those who come to that conclusion usually discover that life then takes on a new glory, a glory not its own, but the reflection of God's glory as God is enthroned upon the praises of God's people. Randall J. Vandermeer writes in his book, God Talk, The Triteness and Truth in Christian Clichés, some people react to good tidings or moments of reprieve by saying, Hallelujah. With genuine joy. From a solidly Christian perspective, they are momentarily joining the eternal choir, inhabiting heaven under the cloak of time. What might happen if people who are shooting each other, shouting at each other, condemning each other, fearing each other, and hating one another would turn with one voice in praise to God for just a few days, just a few hours. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, For God has looked with great favor on the lowliness of his servant. That's Mary's song. That's your song. That's my song. When we see God's glory, we sing it. And we sing it not alone, but with choirs of God's people on earth and in heaven. Amen.